ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम प्रेम, ओम प्रेम, ओम आनंद, ओम हैप्पी. आनंद मीन्स हैप्पी. व्हाट मेक्स अस हैप्पी? व्हाट मेक्स अस सो हैप्पी? I love you, are happy, no? Happy. Happy to see each other. Happy to be in Madhuban. Happy to have comfortable welcome. Happy to see how with so much love, with great love, Baba looks after his children. Happy to see that we are so lucky, so lucky in the whole world on this globe. No one has this awareness that this tiny star, invisible, cannot be seen with these eyes, does not show any miracle, does not teach any occult power or any kind of things that we can impress others, we can control others. Is here, and we don't see him, and yet the eye of the mind, the sound of the heart, the feeling of what is called sensation of great joy, goose pimple. This language says that these are such a wonderful days to celebrate the loveful meeting, the wise of wise, the supreme whom whole world is struggling, stumbling to see him. He comes to see us. He comes to see us. We cannot actually see him, and yet we see and we feel being with him, and he being with us is every day so real, so joyful, so special, that every word he speaks, it touches the heart, opens the lock on the intellect, creates self-respect in us, and happiness is, it is not anything that, oh, I found something, some money, purse, or I got lottery. It's not that kind of happiness. But this is happiness that you cannot get from anywhere else, because this is the happiness of the inner being, the living being who has the feeling. Seeing money, you got some, but it's temporary. Getting something very cheap, which was very expensive, is happiness. But those are very temporary things. But this is something not only making us happy now, but faith and that experience is so strong that it's a guarantee that my sanskaras of purity and my love for God and let go of the old world, that freedom. What is the joy? The joy is of freedom from insight. Might have more responsibility than before, more commitment than before, because now my society, my family members, my neighbors, my Baba's children also have much more expectations on me than before. Before anybody would say, let them do what they... And now, Brahma Kumar, they see us with 100 eyes, you know. They see us very, very minutely, that what we are, because we also see ourselves no less. We see ourselves, we are children of God. We are not ordinary even. We are extraordinary, special, because the energy, how it works. We now have learned the technique of eternal energy, how it works, by being focusing on myself and believing that I am really truly I am child of God. And but I have not felt that power. What was the reason? It is just like a lion's baby got lost in the herd of sheep, right? And the way everything is going on is going the same. Would never think that I am so powerful. This has happened with us. We all went to with the shepherd, with the sheep, and continue to do the same thing with fear, with tension, with what others would think about me, what others would think about me, and now. What we think, what God thinks about me. Can you see the difference? We had fear what others are thinking about me. And now we have intoxication. What God is seeing me, how He is seeing me, and what He is planning for me. Especially comes for you, but is naughty. he doesn't show any miracle to prove that I am so, but He makes us so powerful that miracles happens. When we ourselves become powerful, then we see the miracles of the things, the weaknesses that we could not control. We did not feel it was possible. Now it becomes possible. It is not only possible, but it is from the heart, from our own understanding. It's easy. And then challenges come. Yeah, it's okay, come from here. Challenges, many challenges from here and there. But if I maintain my self-respect, if I believe what Baba is telling me, I am child of the Almighty Authority. The one who is ever truth, the one who does not have to prove that I am God. It is, the fire does not prove that I am fire. As soon as it touches you, you touch it, it's fire. Fragrance does not prove that I am fragrance. Fragrance is touching you, you say, oh, nice smell. So this is what it is. It's the very powerful, special kind of way he speaks, what he speaks is so special, so special. Only is that I have to keep my heart and my third eye open. That's my feelings, not allowing myself with the old way of thinking, not allowing myself of keeping the old impression of my own self, not holding somewhere inside what others made me feel guilty and I lost my self-respect and my happiness. And this is what it is when we become soul conscious. Conscious wakes up. Unconscious, no matter how powerful, how strong someone may be, but if it is not conscious, no matter how educated and how big position may be, very well known in the society and very well respected everywhere, but if the person is unconscious, doesn't express anything, doesn't mean anything. That is what it is. Now, we had gone through this kind of scenario, that we had forgotten what we are in reality. Who do I belong to? And such a tiny dot. But when Baba gives the example, his example makes us think that when you see a seed and you try to take a photograph from the seed of a tree and fruits on it and flowers on it, will the seed create any magic to show the fruits and flowers? Will it be? You see only seed, the seed. But only when you really prepare the land, plant it, water it, and take care of it, you see, you not only have one seed, you see have the hundreds and thousands of seeds, which is unlimited for others, and fruits for the self, and for neighbors, for everyone, and you want to share with great joy. This is what is our story, that because once we have recognized Baba, we are so eager, as Baba says, whoever you meet, tell them, give them Baba's introduction. Because the seed is subtle, and his powers are also very subtle. And without being real soul conscious, you cannot photograph it. Means you cannot feel it. You cannot see with the eye of only knowledge, with the intellect, but with right understanding what he wants to say, how he explains to him, us to him, with which vision he is seeing us. And this intoxication, how beautiful are these days to experience God's love. Beautiful meeting with Baba, and also meeting with this unlimited family. My own family. Somebody asked me, what is this? This sister is your cousin? Is your friend? She has come from Vietnam. Is she your cousin? No, more than cousin. No, it's a real relationship, this, that when we say brothers, same sanskaras, same joy, same power, same kind of blessings, something special that come naturally in the heart. Feelings together. Feelings meet feelings. Understanding make others understand us. Understanding and thinking is different than relationship. It's there, but there's no relationship. So Baba first, so that we can feel him, he makes us aware of the relationship with him. It's up to us how much I'm open to experience this, go deep in it and open myself. Believe that, yes, I'm child. So inheritance is by my birthright. In fact, this is not the class, but I conducted class. It's not a class time. It's class meeting, right? But seeing you, I'm so happy that I cannot stop myself sharing my happiness of seeing you all. Time is limited, so you should also ask something and share your feelings. But I really like to see thank you drama and appreciate Baba's. He says, I don't show miracles, but still it is such a great blessing from God that we are able to be together, meet together, see together, study together, and the same lessons for everyone. 10 years in Gyan, or 2 years in Gyan, or 2 months, or 20 years, or 66 years. It's same Murli. Same letter to everyone, right? Same love letter, no secret. This is the beauty. In this relationship, there is no secret, but it is so sacred that it makes us, our feelings pure, our intellect clean, our line clear with Baba. So the honest relationship with Baba wins the heart, God, and he makes us sit on his heart throne. And then whatever he speaks, sometimes very direct wordings. He actually sometimes gives very strange name. If you are monkeys. And when he says this, yeah, you had. But then we know it's his love. He wants to give me how my character has become. I have brought you from the gutter. I imagine that I was drowned, sitting in gutter, looked very bad, but still realized that really, truly, this Iron Age is a dirty world. Yesterday, he challenged to all the Kumaris. Yesterday I read the Murli in Shantivan, and there, I don't know how many hundreds Kumaris were, because there's more than 20,000 present, and then how many thousand Kumaris were there. Baba spoke about it, that don't think of means he He says that don't think that. Just be aware that you save your life, that you don't fall in gutter. I am making it a little bit more subtle, more soft wordings. Right? he said, don't destroy your life. He said, be careful. You think that you will make a special world for that life, but don't destroy your life. Because impurity leads to destruction, which brings all kind of sorrow. And then I have to come and stop the reason of sorrow increasing. Yeah. Okay, no class. Enough. Okay, now first introduction. And then if they want to ask anything, yeah.
Om Shanti. So Didi would like to see you all region wise. So all those from South America, can you please get up if they're from South America?
Yeah, 1 minute traffic control and drishti, and then we start.
So anyone from South America? Can you please stand up? So South America? Just one. from North...
Out of many stars,
one is shining. Thank you. From North and Central America? Thank you. Anyone from Caribbean? Nobody. Those from UK?
UK.
Yesterday were also some many came from UK to meet. Yes, welcome.
Thank you. Those from Europe?
Europe. Yes. It's also good to mention which city you are from.
There will be many cities. Which cities mainly from?
Helsinki,
Finland. Finland, yeah. Greece, Finland, Germany, France. Greece, France, brother?
Yes.
Okay. Sisters from? Finland, you have so many leads. Finland, Netherlands,
Switzerland.
Finland, Netherlands, Switzerland, France.
Right, good bouquet. Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And those from Africa?
Africa?
No, they were from Acha.
Acha.
Mauritius.
Mauritius.
Those from Asia-Pacific? Asia-Pacific? So Vietnam, Thailand, Singapore, Malaysia, Australia, New Zealand.
Big, huge family, yes. Very good, yeah.
Thank you. Anyone that we left out? Middle East. Thank you. That's from Middle East.
Yeah. We'll actually try to arrange small group wise so that can have, but it is now time to greet and meet and share the inner joy. And also, for example, if you want to ask any question, you're most welcome to. This is also, though I shared half an hour. Now, if you want to ask anything, then we can use that time. Yeah. Because this is then small group, personal time. But I would like to draw 2-3 things attention to you. Yesterday in welcome time, I mentioned that take Madhuban back with you. And what I suggested, those who were not present here, okay, those who were present, did they actually understood what I said, take Madhuban with you? How will you take Madhuban with you? What is the method? Yeah. So every day, one thing special throughout the day would be many, my nice feeling and touching. You make a note actually that this is what was my intellect understood. Because mind has a different grasping power and thinking point of view. Intellect has its own way of catching something, depth and vastness, and sanskaras are also to enjoy and realize your personality or some empowering your personality. So different things will be for the soul, because this is the meeting of the soul with the Supreme Soul. And Baba definitely, through classes, through this kind of personal meeting, group meeting, or having workshops, or generalizing, whatever different programs are there, or you go in Baba's room and you have a private meeting or feeling, what something special touched you, or you felt some what is called symptoms of this goose pimple realization, inner joy or lightness, which gave some, like a scene came but was not seen, but the taste of it, the power of it. So write down that. And so in 10-15 days when you are here, it means in your notebook, these things, special experiences are there. And in order to keep your Madhuban experience fresh until you come again, you, before you your breakfast, feed your mind with this Madhuban power that you take, so that the joy, power, challenges, they are automatically disappearing. So this is one thing. You take Madhuban with you, though it is on a piece of paper, for reminding, to bring that scene back, to bring that experience back, to trigger that what you are actually, the moment you got. Another thing is also keep awareness that food here is offered in abundance, 3 times lunch. Morning time breakfast is also full, like lunch. Daytime lunch, night time also full plate. So you take whatever you can digest so that stomach does not get upset. And do not mix many things. Take small amount, and because when the full plate with many 5 things is there, then it's too much and we don't want to throw. And if we eat, it doesn't actually digest the system. So this is why take only 1 spoon. Ask them not bus or very small, both thoda. Yeah, bus. So, of course, and do not mix up yogurt and milk or tea same time, because inside they also, according to weather here, they upset the system when you are drinking tea and the same time you are taking yogurt. And also the third thing, very wonderful opportunity, great joy that we meet according to accommodation limitation. We are from different countries in same room. And good opportunity actually. We don't go have time to go to Netherlands, or we don't have time to go to South America or East America or where, whatever, North America. But someone is from there, from any part of the world. So we are actually sharing the room, and it brings closeness, because this is a net of our family which have been in many births together in different costumes, living in different address. So be very friendly and easy with each other. And also, if someone is not well, especially sympathy and help them to take to the dispensary, or call someone from dispensary that they can help see. And dispensary, you know, is next to Vishnupuri, the same world. So please support each other. We are a one family, and this opportunity to learn each other. You not have only come to get things, but in fact you have come to give your specialities for others. Your speciality will be a gift for others, and other person's speciality is a gift for you. So we have come to serve, as well as we deserve to receive something extra from Baba. And that's why this opportunity is here. Yes. Okay, if you want to ask anything. Yeah, another thing. Before you go, take time and sit with Baba, and in your notebook. That is your avyakt meeting is with everyone, but this is personal. You take a pen, copy in your hand, 2 minutes meditation, and speak to Baba. This Baba is present with you, in front of you. He promised that you call me, I come. So with same that kind of feeling. Now you dictate me what I have to do in future, what I have to, how I should continue, what is your vision for me. So Baba will guide you what you specially need for coming time. A personal letter you get with your hand is written, but Baba is touching you to you. So carry that letter with you. And if there is still in the heart, go in Baba's room, write down and throw in Baba's letter box. Nobody will read it, but Baba will read, and you get the reply in these days when you are here. So these are things I wanted to share with you. Yeah. Baba ko, when, before going, you go in Baba's room one day before, and then with great love speak to Baba. Baba, you write to me letter. Then your pen and your intellect will catch what Baba wants to say to you, and write it in your notebook. That notebook letter, direction, sometime Baba will give you direction, depends on what you really need. That directions Baba gives in this way. A letter from Baba to you, but writing in your notebook with your hands. Is clear? Anyone? Any question? Satisfaction?
Om Shanti. So, tomorrow is a very special day for many of us. So I would like to know, what is your special recommendation or advice to prepare ourselves for this special meeting with Baba?
I understood. See, there was a time when incorporeal literally became corporeal. Incorporeal, Baba says in the Murli, I need to speak to you because then I want to explain everything. So that was taking the support of five elements. And I being present, you being present of him, you are also open, present with this body. And at the time, hearing, understanding. So meeting with the Sakar was incorporeal coming on our level. Then Baba, Brahma Baba, what Shiv Baba taught, Brahma Baba experimented it, exercised it, put in his practical life, and reached the level that Shiv Baba wanted. So then he made knowledge into science, so the result could be visible. Knowledge became the experiment and experience and result, as scientist brings the essence of wonder of nature. So Brahma Baba practically proved the wonder of God's teaching. And so his sanskaras, while walking, talking, moving, it became just like the body of light and yet physical body. So then when he started, he became avyakt, subtle. Then subtle and incorporeal both came. Then did not take the body of Gulzar Dadi for full time. It was only drishti and sound. Amongst five elements, earth, water, Brahma Baba's body was sharing his experiences, his experiments. But when through Gulzar Dadi, it was Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba sharing the result of the teachings of God and how a situation come, you handle it. Its solutions are in Murli. But knowledge is not. Soul, God, karma, philosophies, world cycle, human being go into animal, no scriptures description of anything. So he was taking only, this is why Avyakta Murli we like very much. It is beautiful, tasty cake with ice, icing. But you would have noticed in your center, where your contact soul might be coming for a long time and they like Avyakt Murli very much, but they don't become Brahmin. Have you noticed? You have realized that it takes them long time really to realize the teachings because ingredients is not there. Cake cannot be baked by ingredients. So we enjoy the cake of Avyakt Murli, but the basis is the knowledge. And Brahma Baba, knowledge put into practice, and Avyakt is like when you pass a degree and you write thesis and you write some special thing for that. But you need knowledge. So Avyakt Murli doesn't explain the basic things, but only what dharana. But what dharana? So for that basic knowledge has to be needed. So he took only drishti of Gulzar Dadi and the sound of Gulzar Dadi. Gulzar Dadi also practiced what Baba taught. And now he is taking only the sound, vibrations and light. Not sound, same as a replaying. Now it is replaying what he has played already, But magic of that is that he takes the support of matter, and out of five elements is light and sound. So I also become bodiless, and seeing I am in the body of light and aware, the words are spoken for me. It's my personal, it's not a general Murli, but personal talk to me. With this consciousness, you see the Baba's presence becomes present, practical, like he's taking the support of matter, full matter, but here is video, is the matter also on the screen. Though time is running fast, but I tell the real story, my experience. Gulzar Dadi came in London, 1976. And I gave my room for Dadi Gulzar to stay. I went to sleep in Baba's room. There was Baba's translite picture. But we didn't want actually translite picture because we were still new in West, and we said better not to keep, otherwise people think this is their guru, and we want to connect them with Shiv Baba. But Dadi Janki's wish was that we should have Baba's room, because Baba says make Baba's room at the center also. So midnight, about 2 o'clock, I suddenly woke up. I saw, feeling just like somebody's walking, but not. I woke up and I thought it's Amrit Vela. I quickly wrapped the sheet. I slept as it is with full dress, and just I thought, I wrapped my sheet and pillow, put in a corner, and thought, but it is 2 o'clock. Who will come for Amrit Vela at 2 o'clock? And I felt this vibrations, like it was not a shadow, but some kind of energy is moving. And I sat in front of Brahma Baba. I felt so clear Brahma Baba's form, though it was translite. And words I heard, like in dream you are hearing, but I am awake, I'm sitting in front of Baba. He said, "Child, the account of Brahma with his body finished, cleared. I took the support of matter. So Brahma's account with his matter finished. But my account with my children is not finished. I, using the same method, I take the support of matter, and this picture is also matter. Whether it is paper and light." And then I realize, oh, this is what we see sometimes, Baba smiling, other time face very strong, sometimes eyes are so small, and gradually you sit, gradually, eyes become very big. Sometimes feeling that Baba is embracing me, sometimes feeling he is swinging with me. Real experiences of that time. So Baba says, "I have account with my children and I take the support of matter." So I still using. Now that is practically I am seeing, that when we see Baba's video, in Baba's drishti is so much reality, that living power. The words are so practical that it is Baba speaking. So he took the support of matter while Brahma's soul was in it. Then he took the support of matter and sound when not Gulzar Dadi's personal experience in it, only Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba's experience. And now only incorporeal's power for incorporeal souls. So in order to absorb that energy, I, the soul, in the body of light, I am just bodiless, meeting with the bodiless in his subtle, perfect, pure form. This should be the consciousness. Okay.